Loyal listeners, if you are interested in an ad-free version of this podcast, as well as getting some bonus content in the form of a couple posts a week, as well as some bonus podcast content from Shane and I, make sure you head over and support the Patreon at patreon.com/ndtechs and join new patrons Connor H. and Matt A. Thank you all for your continued support. Okay, now let's try again. There we go. Okay, we're recording now. All right. Sorry, everybody. We're trying to figure things out. Yes, typical HLS stuff. But we are live and we're going to do this. Thank you for your patience. You ready for this, Shane?
I've been ready. Hell yes.
All right.
I'm not going to tell you how long right now. It's been a minute.
Oh, God. Okay. All right, refocus. Since we are the loyal sons, we'll get them on the run, boys. We got them on the run. Yes, we are the loyal sons. We'll get them on the run, boys. We got them on the run. Hello and welcome finally to Sim Day over here at Herwell Sons. I'm your host, Ryan Ritter. You can call me MD Tex. And as always, you can catch us live, problems and all, over at twitch.tv/Herloyalsons. Make sure you join us in Discord. That is our live chat channel at Herloyalsons.com/Discord. And also make sure you go over and subscribe to this podcast over on Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast feeds at. And believe it or not, we have stuff on occasion at herloyalsons.com. Oh, with that said, I bring in a very patient Shane. Shane, how you doing, my friend?
Ah, man. I'm so plunged back into the experience. I just feel like we never left. You know, it's just like day one every time.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, obviously a lot of it is I keep changing stuff. I mean, there's new computer parts, there's new accessories, so I can't always keep the same settings. But we got a lot going on today. I got football up on a screen above me. I got a sim ready to fire over to the screen to my left. Folks, we are college football up to the nth degree. There's Benny right now.
Yeah, we got Benny in the chat. Traditions, here we are.
And we had some folks that were tossing in the Twitch sub prime subscriptions or renewing their subscriptions. Thank you very much for doing that. Y'all are awesome. Again, you can catch us live at 9 o'clock-ish Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern, over on twitch.tv/LittleSons. I will apologize for those that are live. I don't know if the alerts are going to show sounds or not. I will read them off if I have to, but yeah, that's what was causing the delay among other things, and that was when I said, you know what, it ain't worth it. That's not what we're really here for. We're really here for simulated video football. We did the full preview of FSU earlier, and I tell you what, Shane, we couldn't have asked for anything better than a game that gave us a roster that wasn't updated, because the fine folks in Operation Sports do these rosters. There's one Power 5 team that isn't done yet.
guess which one it is.
So, that being said, I did my level best to try to rotate people in and out. I got Asante Samuels out and tried to replace him. As we talked about on the preview show, a lot of these FSU players are transfers, and none of the transfers are in the roster. So we're just going to roll with it, right?
Yeah, I just interpret that as the Operation Sports saying, FS who?
Exactly.
even they didn't know. So, I mean, at this point, I'm just like, I'm taking it as a sign, you know, a vote of confidence towards the fact that, you know, the nobody knows or whatever we want to go with is not, you know, it's not just a sentiment that we share. It's widely observed.
Absolutely. FSU coming out at you. We got our drinks going. We've talked long enough. You've waited long enough. Shane,
please.
What do you say we just go ahead and get into this?
Let's get it done.
Oh, that is...
There's a magic in the sound of
I can't hit the right buttons to save my life, man. I just
you know,
can't.
You know what message we stand for.
Hey, look, I am paying attention to a few bets. Yeah, I'm ghosting right now. We're having all kinds of craziness. Clash 4 bikes made me invisible. But here we go, y'all. It is time, finally, for Florida State and Notre Dame. While Mrs. Tech stands over to the right at me, making faces and making fun of me, and the field bugged out.
Nice. We're playing. And if Notre Dame at Florida State played on La Brea. The Brea Tar Pit.
Oh, my dear God. Here. Okay,
is that going to be like that the whole game?
It is if I don't freaking change it. Holy crap.
Wow. Oh, look at that. It's all dark. That's amazing.
It didn't load the textures properly. What in the world?
Wow. Fuck off, Boise State. We have a tar pit.
Unbelievable. Wow. Not only... Oh, all right. Well, let's try that.
Welcome to live testing, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Her Loyal Sons NCAA football sim, Notre Dame games, technical problems and all. We are here to provide you with literally nuts to bolts fucking entertainment. We are showing you not just what's behind the curtain. We're showing you what the curtain is made by, made of, who it was manufactured by, what country. Likely we even what sweatshop. We're willing to just go down to the dirt with you guys. Okay, this is how HLS rolls. Welcome back, everybody.
This is how we're rolling the last season here at HLS. Oh my God, everybody! And this is how you know we're amongst our people. We have celebration in the chat.
That's right.
Let's see if we have something better here. Let's try this again.
Oh, see, I see some field.
I see the field this time. I think we're okay.
Okay. Let's see. Unless Renegade destroys it. Okay, there's some field.
Yeah, that's what it is. We'll play Renegade all over the field.
Renegade emerges as the fourth horse, and upon him, the rider is dead.
All right, so for real this time, after all the pain and suffering, we have a field, we have a game, we have a sim. And look at that beautiful field and a full Doak Campbell Stadium as we prepare for Notre Dame and Florida State. No, I did not wear a green shirt. I wore a yellow shirt, which
it's
works
fucking yellow.
Just
I don't
fine.
Know why he's. I can't tell if he's actually here with me in the booth or if it's just his spirit
going everywhere right now. I don't even know who won the toss, but Notre Dame will receive. And here we go. Parker Grothis kicks it away.
What is this guy's name?
Parker Grothos. Grothos? Okay. Grothos?
Grothos it is.
And Notre Dame will come out on offense with that big rushing attack of Jack Cohn coming under center. Mm-hmm. Irish start on the 25, four receivers. Yep. Cohn back to pass. Has some time, breaks a sack and throws it. Right at the heels of Leonard Warner III, who just lets it go off his leg.
That is a very sim start. He throws it into a defender's lap. Okay.
Back to pass again as Cohn. This time it is complete to Avery Davis, who goes forward for 10 yards and a first down.
All right. Immediate retribution. I'm okay with this.
I should turn the game audio back on so y'all can actually hear it. Four wide for the Irish. Back to pass, and gets rid of it quickly down the sidelines. It looks like Lawrence Keys, who breaks the tackle, and yes, goes to midfield. A 15-yard reception for Lawrence Keys. And nice little setup there. Blockers were downfield, and Cohn just waiting long enough to get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, Lawrence Keys, you know, straddling the sideline there a little bit, you know, tight roping that shit. Really, really, really solid progress so far.
Yeah, and so far, all passes for the Irish as they line up with trips to the right side. And again, this will be a pass from Cohn. Nope. And basically the same play to the other end. And here's Kevin Austin for 5 yards.
Welcome to the show. I think this guy's going to have
a real boy.
He's going to have a fucking... He's going to be the target this season.
Irish are now on the FSU 45. 5-wide drink, y'all. Oh,
fuck. Right away.
Back to pass. Throws it to the sideline. Almost picked off.
Damn.
And on defense there was somebody not on my depth chart. Awesome. It's great. Glad I got a flip card. Came in real handy right there. And Kyren Williams finally gets a handoff, and that was on 3rd and 5, and now it's 4th and 3 after the 2-yard gain. And Notre Dame will have a sad punt from the FSU 43.
Whew. All right, well, I mean, tell me the last time you saw this story happen. I mean, Jesus Christ. Boy.
Yeah, that goes all the way back into the end zone as Bramlett kicks it away. So FSU will now take over on their 20. And Jordan Travis will come in under center. Might be Mackenzie Milton in real life, but he does not exist on this roster. Hey, a screen to open up. Notre Dame sniffs it out, and LaDainian Webb only gets a 3-yard gain.
Yeah, I'm interested to see, especially on this drive, how the sim interprets this matchup as, you know, this should be the Notre Dame strength versus the Florida State weakness pairing right here between the front seven and the offensive line. So I'm curious to see how that plays out.
And Travis pulls it down, and they're going to give a sack.
That's a straight Simon. Yeah, I mean, it's a zero, which is a technical sack.
You know what, Shane? It's real funny. I'm looking at the depth chart because of who got that ball. It was not DeSean Corbin, so I'm wondering if all the roster changes I tried to do went out the window.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we'll find out.
Travis is back to pass, throws it over the middle, and it is complete to Ontaria Wilson. I think that's how his name's pronounced.
The defense was just trying to play it safe, you know, and then right there found the hole in the zone, and boom.
And Houston Griffith first on the step. Coverage, and he did not read the quarterback's eyes, let him go open. Yep. FSU now up to their 42. Travis back in the shotgun, has 3 wide. And we got a speed option here. Travis tries to pull it down, breaks tackle in the backfield, and is brought down by Shane Simon after a gain of 4.
Yeah, they said that the improvements for this guy are supposedly in his throwing, I guess his arm in general, but I mean, the guy was always a strong runner, so I suspect he's not going to be easy to take down.
4 wide again for FSU, 2nd and 6. Back to pass, over the middle and a slant, and that is complete again to Wilson for a 14-yard gain. So 2 passes over the middle on this drive alone for Wilson.
Yeah, let's see if they keep going to that spot because it keeps getting open. So may fix that, please.
And another speed option, this time taken out in the back and now pitched. Uh-huh. And there is Jason Corbin for a 12-yard gain.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
Oh, does this feeling? It feels like a sim. 5-wide drink on the other side as FSU's on the ND29. Travis pulls it down. He's got a lot of room. Drew White finally makes contact after a 10-yard gain. First down, FSU.
It's like they forgot about the fact that he has the ability to scramble because there was nobody in the area for about 5 yards.
And another 5-wide here for FSU. And a motion into the backfield. Got a little modified jet sweep that goes nowhere. Jordan Young cleaned up by Isaiah Foskey.
He got lucky that he cut outside because there was a lot of room up on the inside right there.
And there was also a corner blitz on the other end as well. So that was all kinds of disaster. Ramon Henderson came in on that blitz as well. Aggressive. Back to passes Jordan on 2nd and 12. Passes complete again to Wilson. This time he gets 8.
Okay.
I think I know who his favorite target is.
Right. Now it's 5 yards here to keep momentum, you know, at least more or less even, you know, without bursting expectations. You got to get the stop.
Trips to the right side on 3rd and 5 for SFU. Screen coming. Notre Dame looks like they haven't sniffed out, but they cannot tackle Corbin, who goes forward for 11 yards and almost makes it to the end zone.
That shoulder check in that situation, man? Really?
And a 5-wide on the 2-yard line for FSU.
Dude.
Travis comes back, throws it over the middle, and it is dropped.
My God.
Wilson was the intended receiver, but he does get a drop there.
Yeah, Foskey, hashtag brand.
4 wide for FSU, 3 over to the right side. This time and Travis has a read option. Pulls it down, walks in, touchdown FSU.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna go ahead and say that this is an immediate nightmare scenario. I'm not trying to make too much of this, but the fact that this would happen this quickly with drive to drive situation, first to first, and it being at Doak, this would be a nightmare scenario.
This is why I'm disappearing on stream. My body can't take this anymore. My soul is literally leaving my body.
It's away. Fucking panic time.
And Chris Tyree gets a 26-yard return from his own end zone, and Notre Dame will try to undo whatever that last drive was for Notre Dame.
Yeah, the nothing that happened. They're going to have to try to make it seem like something happened. So, you know, welcome to the actual Notre Dame offense. Now go. Action.
Yeah, and here we go. Drop it back to pass, complete to Kevin Austin for a little out for a 6-yard gain.
All right. You can test them in those spots, but, I mean, you got to get some shit going.
Or maybe, maybe not. Play is now under review. Although, I would be shocked if he wasn't in. Well, I'm going to be shocked.
He was not
even close.
He was definitely not.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Overturn.
So it is overturned, and the hits keep on coming. Refs doing shit at Doak Campbell. Oh, never seen this before.
Yeah.
All right, four wide, 2nd and 10 for the Irish after the reviewed pass turns it incomplete. Over the middle, complete to Kyron Williams, 5-yard gain.
Yeah, let's see how often they implement this, you know, catching out of the backfield situation here. I mean, I hate the idea of it being an extension, you know, of the passing game at this point, but, you know, if you can do it.
5-wide drink on 3rd and 5. Ball's on the 30. Code is back to pass. Has time. Ran out of it. As soon as I said had time, ran out as Joshua Kando gets the sack. And, yeah, everything I did on the roster is gone because I remember taking his ass out because he is no longer on the team.
Great. Well, this is one of those things that you fear when you have a trade-off from someone like Ian Book, who they said maybe overly protected the football, wasn't willing to like stand in the pocket long enough. Well, there, you know, there's kind of the flip side of the argument. Like, there's the willingness to do it for too long, and that was far too long by Jack Hall.
And kick is away, and across midfield, breaking tackles. Is all right. Travis Jay on that return.
They have an opportunity now to go down 2 scores, and that's, yeah. Not pretty. Not great, Bob.
FSU takes over on the 44 of Notre Dame. 2 backs in the backfield. And this is a handoff right
there
up
he goes.
The gut. Goes with Damian Webb. All right, so let me make so it's going to be Webb making last-minute changes to my chart. 5 wide.
Oh, shit.
So much drinking. Another jet sweep. And again sniffed out by Foskey in the Notre Dame defense.
Yeah,
Jordan Young,
I mean, they
gets
got that edge.
1-yard loss.
On the edge, they've got dominance. You know, they clearly have that area, you know, shut down. But it's kind of right now, it's, you know, the short stuff up the A's and B gaps is just like they're kind of having their way with it.
Well, the defense trying to make a stand here. 3 down linemen, 4 wide. Play action from FSU. And I thought Hamilton was going to step up and pick that off.
Almost.
Oh. But just got in there just in time to break up the pass. The first 3rd and long for FSU in the game. Back to pass. Throwing deep. Throwing to the end zone. Dropped a touchdown.
Wow.
Oh, my. Yeah. Warren Thompson. Wide
that was just
open.
A mercy drop. Wow.
And we're going to try a 50-yard field goal.
That's a genuine crisis averted.
And it is good. Ryan Fitzgerald puts it through. Oh, FSU increases their lead. And thankfully,
10.
It is only 10-0.
It should not be 10. It should not be anything. This is a problem.
Look, did you think this last sim season was going to let us off easy?
Listen, man. Mercy. Mercy. For the love of Christ. It's too much.
All right, Notre Dame will take over after the touchback on their own 25, trying to get the offense going in any way, shape, or form.
Let's see some fucking running backs get involved here. Yeah.
Well, here we go. Under center, and Kyron Williams goes up the gut for 9 yards.
9 yards.
It's almost like we should do that.
What have we been waiting for? You know, I understand the inclination to try to show off that Jack Cohen was, you know, everything that we needed right now. But it's like, let's let him prove that over time. It's fine.
Two tight end, speed option. Yep, that's what you want to run with Jack.
We don't need him to prove it, man. It's fine. It's cool.
3 yard loss.
Do the first and second steps. You know, throw the ball, make him catch it. You know, get first down. Let's go with those two.
This will be the third down attempt. They haven't gotten one yet, and they finally do over the middle. And it is Avery Davis coming up big.
Check one and two. Throw ball, make catch, get first. Okay, great. Now let's get the running backs more involved and, you know, show what we are actually strong with.
Three wide, Williams in the backfield to Combs left. Handoff is to Williams, who's got a nice hole. And 8 yard gain. So now it looks like the offense has settled down, settled into it, tried to figure it out. It's very much like what Ohio State's had to deal with, right? They came out and they looked like crap, and now all of a sudden they got a 10-point lead and they could cover at the end of the day.
Yeah, there you go.
And we got a screen coming. Blockers are up there for Williams. Gets around the corner to the FSU 40, 38-yard line. He's knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, not only does he have sure hands, but he's also just got top-end speed. So, I mean, you know, just use the weapon.
Three wide for the Irish. Williams goes over to Cone's left. Cone is back to pass.
Let him
go. Three-man rush has all day. Dumps it over to Mayer, who finally gets involved for a 6-yard gain.
All right. A little different than that, you know, standard drag play, but also the same thing at the same time.
And for an offense where, you know, everything's been short, and we always wanted to see going vertical, 5-wide drink, and we haven't quite seen it yet. Maybe we see it here on 5-wide on 2nd and 4.
Yeah.
We do not. Another short pass to the sideline, but complete to Joe Wilkins Jr. Gets the first down.
Tightrope in the sidelines. Love it.
First and 10 for the Irish. On the FSU 27, 30 seconds left here to go in the first quarter. Back to pass is Cone. Gets rid of it before he's hit. And a 1 yard loss by catching the ball is Kyron Williams. And then it magically teleported to the offensive lineman. Came in and had the football.
I feel like there's no need to do that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to force the ball. He doesn't have to catch that shit.
Two tight end for the Irish, single back. Mayer comes in motion. Actually, that was Takis in motion. Going towards that motion on the right side is Williams, but only gets a yard, and that should be the last play of the first quarter. Okay. Notre Dame trails FSU 10-0. It'll be 3rd and 10 when the second quarter starts.
Very not ideal.
Oh, not at all.
Oh.
Wow. Only 20 yards of rushing from Kyron Williams. Not a whole lot of pass. I mean, everything's been small, short, dink and dunk. And meanwhile,
when they run up the middle, they get a lot of push. They get a lot of movement. They just need to stick to what's good, what's working.
We'll see if they do that. Probably not on 3rd and 10. Back to pass. Throws well short of the sticks. 4 yard gain for Joe Wilkins.
It's worse than not even attempting the run.
And we're going to have a 40-yard attempt here from Jonathan Dorr. Please don't fall start. There we go. Nobody. Kick is away. It is up, and it is good.
Well, I mean, it just feels wrong that we've had to squeak to these first points, but here we are.
And this kick is away. Travis Jay and Jashawn Corbin will be back to return, and Travis Jay will just take a knee.
It's something.
Ball will come out on the 25. This is the worst field position FSU's had all game. Think about that.
About damn time.
And a handoff to Corbin, who goes nowhere, a 1 yard loss.
Okay, let's keep going in reverse.
Again, being a beast, that is his third tackle for loss.
He's doing it, you know, doing it, man.
FSU comes out with 4 wide. Notre Dame with 4 down linemen. Hand off to Corbin. He breaks a tackle. Has a lot of room. Breaks another tackle.
That's two. That's three.
Breaks three. And to the 30, Kyle Hamilton finally brings him down. Oh, my
God. The tackling is what is going on, man. That's three he shed. No problem. And then finally, Kyle Hamilton had to come down, chase him down way, way faster than he was running, and just fucking clean the whole mess up. My God.
Yeah, the linebacking core, which usually very stout, kind of came up short there as the field is practically flipped on a near 50-yard run. Another handoff to Corbin, and he gets 10 more for a first down. There you go. 68 yards Corbin has right now.
I'm uncomfortable with the amount of success they're having.
Five wide, drink. Back to pass. Blitz was coming, did not get home, and Jordan Young has a 9-yard reception.
Okay. I mean, now it's time to, you know, let's, like, what are we doing here? It's time to clamp down.
Enough. Second and one, four wide. Webb in the backfield, quick little bubble screen.
Okay.
And Warren Thompson gets 5 yards. Alba said Avery Davis, that was Houston Griffith that had to come down and stop that play. Ball just inside the Notre Dame 5 with 6:30 left to go here in the half. Too wide, too tight. And Jordan breaks it down, and still, he is sacked.
Eventually, damn. I mean, yes, thank you, but I mean, it took like 3 tackles to fucking get that shit done. Come on.
Justin Adebiola comes up with that sack.
Oh, guys. Sim guys, I'm mad at already.
We're back, baby.
Yeah,
and a handoff
okay.
to Corbin breaks 1 tackle in the backfield, but can't get away from Drew Wright.
That's the right. That's, I mean, it's better late than never, but I'm glad to see them going in reverse finally.
So the weird part is there's been a lot of havoc plays. We've got 4 tackles for loss, and in addition to 2 sacks, so 6 total TFLs, and still a mess. And oh, here comes another one, maybe. Screen stuffed out.
Damn.
Corbin is
shut
taken
it down.
For
three straight losses.
Yeah, 2-yard loss there. Jack Kaiser on that TFL.
Murder. Kind of like, I'm kind of in that weird space where I'm not familiar with any of the names enough to, like, react particularly strongly other than to really Drew White and Kyle Hamilton, but it all kind of feels like, yeah, that's right. I could see the fact that anybody on the roster could be kicking everyone's ass right now.
And the lead goes back to 10 as the 31-yard field goal is up and good. Keys and Tyree are back in the end zone to return for Notre Dame, and this kick will come out. And it is Keys that has this, and he has 19 yards, and he looks hurt.
He is holding his shoulder. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord. The hits just keep on coming. Florida is full of nightmares for Notre Dame. Why? Just why?
It is so good to be back.
4 wide for Cone, and he's nearly sacked on the screen attempt, but Williams breaks free, gets free of a tackle up to the 35-yard line on the 17-yard screen.
It's like Kyron Power, man. That's loose.
Yes, he and Michael Mayer are the impact players on the offense, according to the game. No, we are not doing a Sim Universe this year, unfortunately. We're going to focus on the old bits.
Yep.
Retire the formerly new one. Too tight.
Hey.
And drag over to Mayer for only 2 yards. Again, just a lot of dink and dunk. We haven't had a whole
why?
Lot of 5-plus-yard passes, even. We're not even talking 10-plus, 5-plus.
Yeah, just do something bold, man.
4 wide for the Irish.
Okay.
Hand off to Tyree, who gets a little bit of speed and breaks the tackle and falls forward for 11 yards, almost in midfield.
Yeah, it was Kyron Williams again. I mean, he's just doing
it
all right
Kyron.
Now.
Sorry, I can't. I thought I saw a 25 on there, not a 23.
All right, Notre Dame's trying to close the gap, though.
Too tight for the Irish. Cone back in the shotgun. Back to pass. Hey, we actually have a pass that went somewhere, but it goes nowhere. Takis, the intended receiver.
Yep. It was batted away. All right. I mean, you got to keep trying it, though, man. You have faster athletes.
Second and 10. 4 wide for the Irish. 3 over to the right side.
QB
draw from Cone.
Good
God. He gets 2 yards, but now it's 3rd and 8. Not exactly a great call there.
Okay. That was a choice.
Yeah, choices were made. Very bad ones were made.
All right, 5 wide, baby.
5 wide, drink at midfield.
Hit it.
Cone looks cross, hits Braden Lindsay, who breaks a tackle and gets an 11-yard gain on a short little in route.
All right, first down it is. Now do some shit. Go for the end zone. This is a nice spot.
Just about the entire depth chart has a reception right now. So he's spreading it around. Kyren, so just bowls ahead for 2 yards, straight up the gut. 4 minutes left to go here in the half. Right. Second and eight. The ball is on the FSU 37. Notre Dame looking for their first touchdown of the game. And a read option. Cone pulls it down. Again. Another 2 yard gain.
All right. I'm not sure what the point is of getting this, of insisting on running him right now. All right.
I mean, you would consider it four down territory, but this dumbass then would probably kick the field goal.
That's true.
Back to pass. I don't know if that was a middle screen or what. That was to Kevin Austin. It goes only for 2 yards. And look, okay. Hey, what did I say? The Sim will try a stupid field goal. Here we go from about 50. Doar's kick is away.
It's got distance.
He drilled the hell out of that.
Damn. Bullet.
That would have been good from 55, and that might have been good from 60. He just knocked the piss out of it.
Crushed that shit. But God, here we are again, only walking away with 3 points and just keeping on falling behind.
And this is going to be a touchback, so FSU will again start on their 25. Last drive resulted in a field goal after just an absolutely gigantic run by Jayshon Corbin.
The Irish need a turnover. That's the only way they can get back in this right now.
Well, there's a quarterback there that's been known to do it as he throws to Cameron McDonald for a couple yards. Second and eight. 3 minutes left here to go in the half. Irish come out with three down linemen. Man coming down in motion. Read option. This is going to be a triple option. Well, and that pitch does end up going down to the 40, to the 45. Warren Thompson was your pitch man out there on the outside. Broke free for about over 15 yards there.
Yeah, I mean, he eventually was brought down, but, you know, by his assignment. But, you know, there was an extra 5 yards given up by the fact that he crashed in too early. But it's something. Still something to look out for, you know?
Ball pushed up to the 45. Screen coming. Screen overthrown by Travis as he had all kinds of heat coming up the gut. Biggest pressure there was brought by Clarence Lewis.
He had room if he'd made the pass.
Three wide. And again, lots of motion coming around this formation. See if they do that weird triple option again. Well, they won't get a chance. St. Simon says no.
St. Simon says, I don't give a fuck about your formation. Shut up with your stupid two backs.
Yeah, and J.D. Bertrand should be starting. But, of course, none of my shit that saved. So Shane Simon gets the start over at the will position for the Irish.
It's our fantasy.
Oh, almost got the sack there.
Intercepted.
The pick
Shane.
Is dropped by Simon. Don't celebrate, man.
You would have been on a fucking flame streak, buddy.
And Keys will be back to receive the first punt of the football game for Florida State. 2 minute drill will be coming up. Let's see if they can get some extra yardage.
All right.
Keys just stiff arms a fool.
Stiff.
And then just got drilled before he got to the 30.
Brick wall. All right. So things are evening out a little bit.
It's even, but it's ugly. And
it's horrifying.
Scoreboard sucks.
It's horrifying. Why is this happening?
Ball is on the 29. Irish come out with three wide. Cone under center. And off to Williams. Does not have any room. But manages to get a yard.
All right. Got to get this ball moving.
Notre Dame took a timeout after that run, so that's an interesting way to start a two-minute drill. Second and nine. And a pass downfield to Austin. Goes across the 50, a 22-yard gain. By far the longest pass of the game.
Yeah, now we're remembering who's actually running around on the field. Okay, let's maybe get the ball to them and not worry about all the other bullshit.
Yeah, and Kevin Austin being that wide open, my word. I'm fine with that. I think that's a great defensive strategy. Let's see if it works, Cotton. Five wide, drink again. Sorry for your livers. Cone throws across the middle, and Keys has that for a five-yard gain.
So Keys never, I guess, with the injury, it wasn't anything.
Apparently not. We got five wide again for the Irish. I'm going to run out of drinks. And a nice pitch and catch. This one to Braden Lindsay, who gets a 15-yard gain.
Right out of bounds. Perfect.
The clock stops at 1:25. Irish well into FSU territory with a fresh set of downs. Ball is on the FSU 28. Oh, dear. Minnesota is the boat sprung leaks.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Mayer just killed a man.
Just shut them off. Just fucking said, get the fuck off me.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Michael Mayer in the sin. Welcome back, everybody.
Fresh set of downs with authority.
Hot Cole damn.
Throws over the middle, and it's dropped by Mayer.
Drops the ball right afterwards.
That's your heat check, son. You can't
do
that.
If he had caught that, he snuck in right behind the closing defenders. It would have been art. Oh, okay.
That was a disaster. Williams just got... Nice. He broke one tackle in the backfield, but unfortunately could not break the next four.
Couldn't break the next... all of them.
One, two, three...
Yeah.
God. Yikes. Now the ball is outside the red zone. It's 3rd and 12. Back to pass is Cone. Why are you doing a screen?
Okay. All right.
Oh, never mind.
Take
the
block.
A screen for
there
a touchdown.
He is. It fucking worked. I'm not mad.
Unbelievable. That is the first time I think we've seen a screen go from a touchdown.
Ever in the sim. Welcome. This is a new season, new sim, everybody. You know, who dis? Because this has never happened. Amazing.
Oh, my God. Wow. 21-yard screen touchdown there. The kick is
first
up.
Time.
The kick is good. Wow. And we are all tied up like nothing ever happened with 55 seconds left to go in the half. Notre Dame 13, FSU 13.
Can you imagine if they do that again at any point in the season? Then something's up.
A successful screen for a touchdown? Yes.
Yeah. If it happens again, guys, we're all doing lotto numbers together, okay?
We'll have to shut down the site.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
With 55 seconds left, FSU comes out with an empty backfield. Pass is complete for a fresh set of downs to Keyshawn Helton.
Just want them to stop doing stuff now.
FSU uses their first timeout. They have two remaining.
Okay.
Back to pass again. It's Travis. He pulls it down. He's got a lot of room. He'll have a first down. It goes across midfield after a 14-yard gain. Another timeout used for the Noles.
Definitely doing stuff. Yikes.
With 44 seconds left to go, FSU has got three wide, tight end coming in motion. Back to pass, and again, decides to go move, and did too much, and fumbled.
Fumbled the ball.
Heinisch poked it out, but FSU fell back on it. Clock is running, 30 seconds left, 2nd and 7 on the Notre Dame 45. A short little pass to Corbin, and he falls forward for a first down after an 8-yard gain. 26 seconds left, one timeout remaining. Ball is on the 37-yard line of Notre Dame. Back to pass and throws it away.
Okay, 20 seconds.
20 seconds left to go.
20 to go.
FSU gets a chance to catch their breath. Two tight ends, two wide. Back to pass. Full protection.
And
Travis decided to go running, and he gets sacked.
Powers
that
cross.
Was... Wow.
All right.
Back to pass again. Dumps this one short. Hamilton is sitting right there. 2 seconds left to go. 4th and 9. Will they check it to the end zone or take a long field goal?
Taking the field goal.
They're going to try a 54-yard
attempt. They're going to miss. It's going to fall short.
Kick is up. It is short. Oh, Notre Dame was ready to take it back. Keys was in the end zone.
Ding, ding, ding. Yep.
Well, that was a heck of a first half. As we catch our breath, it is Notre Dame 13, Florida State 13, and we will be back right after this.
Loyal listeners, if you ever wanted to get a deeper insight into the Notre Dame football program from somebody that lived it as both a player as well as in the inside of the athletic department, we suggest picking up a copy of If These Walls Could Talk, Stories from Notre Dame Fighting Irish sideline, locker room, and press box by none other than Reggie Brooks himself. Reggie will dive into everything from his time playing under Lou Holtz all the way up to the experiences of watching Brian Kelly lead today's Fighting Irish. And we are happy to extend a 25% offer off the book just by going to herloyalsons.com/book. Make sure you use the code WALLSND25, that's WALLSND25, when you make your order. Again, head over to herloyalsons.com/book, use the code WALLSND25, and enjoy a great addition to your Notre Dame football library.
And we are back for the second half of action after, well, Shane, we'll just say that first half was interesting.
Yeah, it was a hot mess. It started as a disaster, and Notre Dame, I think, managed to show that they're not folding. They're not, you know, they're not saying uncle this season. They're just going to try to fix shit until they get it right. And now we have a tie game, so let's pretend like it didn't happen, okay?
Nothing ever happened. The black field of death was an omen. Door kicks away. And this will actually be returned by Jay, who goes up to the 30, falls forward almost to the 35.
Okay. All right. I mean, let's just settle down and have a defensive stop, and then let's see what we can do. We get them all. Come on.
I need a better spotter. That actually went to only the 33. Play action for the Noles. And almost. Oh. That was blanket coverage on Warren Thompson. I had no idea who caught it. I thought it was going to be picked.
They called it a catch. Okay. I mean, it was also on the sideline. Wow. I'm impressed.
Wow. So, nice catch by Warren Thompson. And Travis is doing all kinds of weird. Oh, my God.
Oh, he just got annihilated by Drew White. Just Drew said, White. Fuck you.
Made his presence felt.
Damn.
That is 5 hard-earned yards there.
Yep. He pushed up on stick.
Wow. Man. He does make it across midfield, does Travis. And he's got 4 receivers out right now. In the gun. Back to pass. Tipped away. I believe that was Tariq Bracey. Nope, that was... I don't have the roster memorized yet. Who in the world was that? What? Okay. My chart failed me. Travis back to pass. Pump fake. This one's picked off by Houston Griffith.
Boom.
And he falls
goodbye.
Out of bounds. Man, he had a lot of room.
Yeah. He had a... he had space.
Well, we have been waiting for the appearance of Houston Griffith.
Okay. See?
And there it is.
Now Notre Dame can basically reset and establish this is what we were supposed to start like. We're sorry, everybody. We fixed it.
Code comes out with 2 tight ends, 2 wide to the right side. Back to pass. Has a lot of time. Rolls around. Has all day. And after all that time.
God, fucking wet fart.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, the pass was to nobody. I mean, there was an open receiver. I didn't see who it was, but it was nowhere close. Thankfully, this one's handed off. Williams breaks the tackle, gets 4 yards. It'll be 3rd and 6.
It's a waste of a down, man. All right. Still have a chance. Let's go. Keep it going.
Ball is on the 36-yard line. And, I thought that was a false start. That was actually just Mayer going in a very weird motion.
Into non-motion.
And the pass goes to Austin. Oh, Austin dropped it.
Drops the ball. That's the second drop, is it?
That's his first drop of the game.
All right.
Well, the Irish will punt it away in a very, very, very sad issue.
There goes a value of a turnover.
And Jay manages to get 12 yards before he's pushed out of bounds about the 33-yard line. 6:28 left here to go in the third.
Do it
5
again.
5 wide. Jet sweep, and again sniffed out, this time by Tariq Bracey.
Tariq Bracey had him in the backfield, or he couldn't get anywhere. Knocked down.
Again, there's havoc to be had here. We got turnovers. We got constant havoc in the backfield. This defense is moving around now.
Let's do it.
Shotgun. Travis passes it out.
Drops. Oh.
Ontario Wilson, actually, yeah, I thought he dropped it too, but he held on to that one. That's his fourth catch of the game.
All right. Third and manageable. Third and five. Shut it down.
Third and five with just over 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Ball is on the FSU 42. Four wide, three over to the near side of the field. And a bootleg here by Travis. And he throws it over the middle complete to Wilson. 60 yards so far for Mr. Wilson. Three down linemen coming out for the Irish. Ball on midfield, speed option. Sniffed out immediately. That was interesting.
He tried.
The pitch man got covered up first. And then you had a corner coming in. That was Clarence Lewis coming in and taking out the quarterback there on that play. Another tackle for loss for the Irish.
Crushed his ass.
Second 11, handoff to Corbin. And he gets 7 yards. It'll be third and four. Houston Griffith on the tackle.
Okay. All right. Another shutdown opportunity. Here we go.
They'll pump from here. This sim is dumb. They'll pump from here. Four wide. Travis is back to pass. Blitz coming. Does not get home. Almost picked again.
Should have been picked
Kyle
off.
Kyle Hamilton. What are you
Kyle
doing?
Kyle Hamilton dropped a pick. Damn, bro. Oh, that was it.
Oh, man.
That was just easy money. Ah.
Here comes the sad punt from the 45-yard line. The kick is away, and it will roll into the end zone.
To the end zone. All right. Like a net 20-yard punt.
Always worth it.
Cool beans.
Always worth it. All right. Notre Dame will still trying to get some rhythm here. That's how good this defense is. Notre Dame's offense has had no rhythm, and the game's tied.
Let it go. Yep.
And Cone actually throws again. He's feeling comfortable now. Avery Davis gets a 12-yard reception.
Yeah, now let's just start increasing the intervals here. Let's go 15-yard, maybe 20, go 30.
Oh, fuck it. Just throw the touchdown play.
Just chuck it.
Four wide. Play action. Blitz coming. Blitz hits. Cone is sacked.
Yep. Emmett Rice says, I'm not sure if that's the actual person, but his O-line just kind of, it just fell apart. It fell apart.
It is not.
Blake was beat. He was turned completely 180. Look at him. He's running in the opposite fucking direction.
Yikes. Yeah, the big freshman got out-stunted, out-blitzed.
He was chasing him to the quarterback. Like, dude, that's a lot of space. He fucking got beat by
one of those lookout blocks. Second and 16, and not great by the line again as that goes nowhere.
I think it's important that we take a sec, maybe not to pick on him, but start looking at Blake Fisher in the sim, because I think he's struggling.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a large human in the sim. I mean, they got that down, but yeah, still a freshman.
Yep.
His pass is complete, but it'll be not enough. However, we got a flag on the play. Let's see what it is.
Is it holding? It's holding.
Holding. Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
They will decline this one and make Notre Dame punt.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, Minnesota just scored. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
No longer covering is Ohio State.
The Gamblers are losing it.
And meanwhile, back in Sim World, kick is away. One hell of a kick. Goes all the way to the 20. And Jay takes it forward 14 yards, almost to the 35.
All right. Another stop opportunity. Just shut it down. I mean, hey. We've been very close to some good turnovers already. Might as well get it done.
Three wide. Hand off to Corbin. Foskey comes up and gets him, but not before. He goes for 5 yards. That brings him second and five. Second and five. 3:35 left here to go in the third quarter. Ball at the FSU 40. Three wide again. A little bit of a stacked backfield. And Travis dancing around the pocket, throws off balance.
Into his fucking hands again.
Straight,
that's the fourth.
Straight to Drew White, and he did not pick it.
Fourth dropped interception, guys, already. Come on.
Travis scrambling, throws off his back foot again. Oh, man. Now, this is the Jordan Travis I know.
Yeah, this is about the dominance level I'm starting to would have been expecting earlier, but I mean, they need to start capitalizing on these gifts, man.
At least FSC was putting it away. Keys will take it at the 20. Goes across the 30, breaks a tackle, gets about to the 32 on a 9-yard return.
Okay.
With 3:11 left to go, ball on the 31-yard line. The Irish come out three wide. Kyron Williams to Cone's left.
He points.
Back to pass. Throwing over the middle. Austin burns three people across to the 45-yard line.
Okay.
24-yard gain by Austin.
Keep riding the horse. Let's go.
And that 24.
That fucking pocket. You see that shit? Like, it snuck right past the defender.
That's the receiver we've been waiting to see. He was double covered, beat the double coverage, and then burned the safety after the catch.
God damn. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it again.
Four wide for the Irish. They're bunched up at the line. Okay. Long throw here, complete. And that is to Avery Davis for 27 yards. We're starting to air it out now. Look at this.
They're cooking. Keep it going. Yeah, just mark that shit right on down. Don't even stop. No questions.
Is this like the cat that was playing with like the half-dead bug and then just decided, all right, I'm done now.
I'm done. I'm going to murder it now. No, it's going to die.
Three wide as the Irish are just inside the red zone. And off to Williams. Patient in the backfield, but really doesn't have anywhere to go. Loses a yard.
Really slow developing. Slow developing. Looked like the blocking was a little bit discombobulated.
And again, we have Fisher just kind of out there.
Out of place.
The awareness factor for the freshman, not great in this game.
Yeah.
Five wide here for the Irish.
Okay.
And wide open is Kevin Austin short of the sticks.
Got the first and goal, everybody.
Two more yards to get first and goal. Ball is on the 8-yard line. That is Kevin Austin's fifth catch.
Go for blood.
Five wide. Only two down linemen for FSU. They blitz three. And that's a wide open receiver in the back. Xavier Watts.
Fill out your bingo cards, everybody. Who has Xavier Watts for that one?
I didn't even have him on the depth chart.
Yeah. The one-time spring mentioned Xavier Watts.
It's like, hey guys, I'm here. How you doing?
Yeah.
Well, Notre Dame has a chance to finally. Oh, that stadium got quiet.
Yo.
Here it just died. 20-13 is this score with 2:08 left to go in the third. Door to kick it off. Jay and Corbin in the back. And this is going well deep into the end zone. And they will kneel it. Well, here comes FSU again. And Shane, we mentioned it on the last drive. We're finally seeing the defense we expected. There's havoc. And Jordan Travis looks out of sorts right now.
Yeah. So far in this half, Notre Dame has managed to assert its dominance on this half of the ball. They've been kind of suffocating him. Like, look at him scrambling and still struggling, you know, to find room. He's getting the yards, but he's not able to cut loose really at any point. So it still feels like even if Notre Dame, you know, gets a couple of cuts, couple, you know, wounds here and there, they're never going to bleed out.
He got 15 yards on that one before Shane Simon cleaned it up. But like you said, that was a bootleg. That was supposed to be a pass. And that's really what Travis had to do was scramble all around last season. So that's not a successful victory.
Uh-oh.
And neither is false starts in your home stadium.
Oh, buddy. That's not going to do it.
Oh, Lord. Ohio State. I appreciate Ohio
State.
Scored
immediately.
I appreciate them protecting my money.
Scored immediately.
Oh, God.
Travis. Oh, play action. Nope, that is a triple option. But this time, it was sniffed out. And again, you see the adjustments by the Irish right now. Got caught with their pants down the first time.
No more.
The rest of the time, not so much.
No more times.
Second and 12. Travis dancing around the pocket. Throws it deep. And it's almost picked up
twice. That was double fucking. Come on. That's
Houston
so many
Griffith.
Drops, you guys.
Houston Griffith got his hand on it.
Kyle Hamilton
didn't pick it up. That's the second drop pick for Kyle.
So many drops. It's five. Okay.
And what in the hell was that's intentional grounding, man?
That was an essential
pocket.
In third and 12, he just dumped it to the back. Okay. All right. Dumped it to the back of the stadium.
Well, this is starting to feel a little bit more like it. Let's see if we can't get a comfortable lead after FSU kicks this one away.
This is about to be a little bit roomy. Well, shit.
Keys has some room. 30, 32, 14 yards. 14 yards.
Yeah, okay. So now it's starting to shift. Because look at this here. You know, Florida State's not doing shit.
Yeah, it's, the yardage difference is not that much. But again, it's the drives are stopping. The Havoc's coming home. It's again, we've talked about this. The long games, the more talented team is going to wear you down. And that's what we got going here as Kyren Williams rushes for 6 yards off to the right side of the line.
Yeah, it started off with a lot of, oh my God. But, you know, it just showed that Notre Dame just had to shake the cobwebs of, like, we don't really know each other, but now we know each other. Let's do this.
And a handoff again to Williams. Oh, this is where Notre Dame will murder you right here. 6 yard gain. Fresh set of downs, under a minute to go, and this just feels like, you know what we have, Shane? We have a true crock potting.
Yeah, I like to call this the stable 9-to-5. That's what they do. That's what they do when they get on these drives and they just keep running it down your throat. They just get the stable 9-to-5 every time.
Well, that was the first loss of the drive, so crowd comes alive just a little bit on the 1 yard loss. Now Notre Dame comes out with two backs. So that brings Tyree into the game. Play action. Cohn dances around.
Boom.
And complete to
right
Joe Wilkins. What a pretty, pretty pass.
Right
on the sideline.
Amazing.
And again, like we said, about the whole depth chart's gotten involved in this.
Yeah, I mean, at least they're, he's distributing the ball, but like to the spots where they're open, it doesn't really matter what he's trying to do.
Throw it away.
This is the problem. Why did you hold that ball? Look at this guy.
Just run. Do anything.
Ian Book is laughing his fucking ass off somewhere at home. Just losing his shit. Look at this guy. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Horrifying.
All right, second and 14. Four wide. Back to pass is Cohn. Over the middle to Williams.
Yeah. You have to get yourself out of this hole.
That is the end of the third quarter, so we go into the fourth. Notre Dame with a one-score lead, 20, hopeful thinking, to 13.
Maybe they'll get there.
Maybe. You never know.
All right. Third and 7.
41-yard line of FSU. Two backs in the backfield for Notre Dame. Cohn in the shotgun. Back to pass. Has some time through the blitz. Throws it to the sideline. It is complete to Audric Estime.
To Beefcake himself.
Oh, buddy. And my joy died because now we're putting from the 40.
We're doing the thing that they did to us.
Hey, they kicked it out of bounds.
Wow.
He kicked it to the corner.
Wow. Okay. Look out here,
it's
Sim.
Still
look
on
at
the
you.
20. It's still
you
on the 20.
Nothing. You did nothing.
God almighty.
Your job has failed.
Four wide for Travis. And we got, I don't know what that was.
That was some Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston shit.
God.
Touchdown Florida State. On some bullshit madness. Jameis Winston tripping, falling touchdown shit. What?
So for the people that are listening to this in audio, it looked like a read option. And Travis decided, I'm going to throw it. And he has an 80-yard strike to Wilson. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Ontario Wilson with an 80-yard touchdown.
All right. Okay.
And now the game's tied. And,
welcome back, everyone, to everything that happened up until now has been nullified. Welcome to a 0-0 game. You know, most points in 7 minutes wins. Here we are.
I just want to know what Cam Hart was doing, because that was a duck, and he was just standing there.
He was just chilling. Yep, just chilling. Didn't even chase him until he was already like 5 yards upfield. Yeah, I don't know.
Four wide for the Irish as they try to make up for whatever just happened to them. Cohn gets a read option. I don't think this is Tommy.
Tries
Tommy,
for
no
reason. Stop insisting. Stop insisting on running the ball. We don't need it.
Oh my gosh.
We got away from it already. We're good.
Second and 11 for the Irish. Four wide. Williams in the backfield. Play action. Nope, never mind. It's a read option. What are we doing?
Got pasted after 5 yards. Why are we risking this?
Are we really fucking around and going to overtime in this game? Are we really doing this?
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Don't tell her. Don't speak into existence.
Three wide. Single back. And back to pass over the middle.
Here we go.
And fumbled. Oh, thank God.
Wow. Okay. Oh, my God. Holy shit, Lawrence Keys.
Got the pass, dude. Fumbled, and I'm pretty sure Avery Davis scooped it up and saved everybody's
fumbled, ass. And then are you sure?
Nah, it was Davis. Yep, okay. There he is.
Yeah, it was. There he is. Wow.
Well, thank you, Avery. You
saved to the rescue.
Saved the game there because the Irish are just up at midfield. Would have given great field position for FSU.
Oh, my God. Okay, he's running.
And hey, look at this. The read option works. 8 yards for Jack
Cohen. 8 yards. That's something. But Jesus.
I like how we have a guy at the Ohio State game named Ransom that's about to get jacked out of the game for targeting. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Another read option. Okay. Tommy Hurd. Oh, what the hell was that? He grabbed him by the helmet.
Yeah, he choked him down by his neck. That was not legal.
A 1 yard gain. It's now 3rd and 1. Ball on the FSU 42. And off to Williams. He's hitting the backfield. Oh, dear God.
The one time they did not need any kind of motion or anything, just other than a straight fucking, you know, dive.
Here's a straight-up blitz up the gut by Leonard Warner III. Yeah. And knocks the Irish out of any kind of scoring drive.
Time to punt.
This punt will go
last possession
into the end zone for punting and plus territory.
Oh, boy.
FSU takes over on the 20. We got 5:42 left to go in regulation. Oh, my God. They did not call a targeting?
What?
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. 3 yard gain for Corbin, by the way. Yeesh.
That's okay.
If somebody was listening to audio, I would love to hear what the referee was explaining on that one. Anyways, back to the sim. Hand off to Corbin. 2 yard gain. 3rd and 5 coming up. A 3 and out would be beautiful here.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad. Let's do it.
PJ Fleck is gonna send a boat full of dynamite to some referees today. Row this. 4 wide. Travis back to pass. Throws over the middle, short of the sticks. They gave it to him.
Oh. Still got it. Still got it.
That is ridiculous. The 7th reception for Ontario Wilson. And, oh, wow, Ohio State got the ball after all that because it was a fumble. I forgot about that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, damn. Savage.
Meanwhile, Travis... Excuse me. I forgot who got the 8 yard gain there. It might have been Travis. I forget. Well, he's definitely pulling this one down. It goes up the gut for 11 yards. Jordan Travis with 11 yard gain.
Fix that problem immediately.
There's times where I feel dirty about not losing money. This is one of them. Ooh, yeesh.
Yeah.
Handoff up to Webb off the counter. 9 yard gain. Second and one now in Notre Dame territory. The defense really needs to step up here. Ball is close to the Irish 41-yard line. 3 wide. Coming down in motion. Jet sweep. And again, sniffed out by the entire Irish defense.
Wow. I mean, there was a lot of hitting immediately. As soon as he had possession of the ball and he was trying to turn upfield, he was absolutely shut down.
Man, look at Heinrich talking shit. Three wide for FSU. Blitz coming. Blitz hit.
Smash
him.
Smash him. Oh, my lordy, Aiden. Drew White is just absolutely just hunting tonight.
Just absolutely free.
Yeah. Murder.
And we got a punt coming up here for FSU. We're just doing punts around and past midfield now.
Do it. So long as we get the ball last, I don't give a shit.
Oh, where's your four-minute okay. offense? Because here is the time.
Time to run the ball. Time to run the ball.
As we get a highlight reel of just how crazy. It almost looks like Williams flipped him off.
Yeah, a little bit like, eh. Get away from me.
Well, we've had a crazy game in just about every sim. Why stop now? Jack Cohn very quietly getting 310 yards after dinking and dunking for a whole ass half. Two bats for the Irish, three wide. Play action. You'd
be mad about a touchdown.
Cohn floats it to the sideline. Oh, and it's dropped by Keys.
Like just the tightest possible window to catch that. I mean, that was asking a lot.
Yeah, it was right there, but now we go to two tight ends in this formation. Cohn, back to pass, over the middle to Austin. Okay. He goes forward for a first down.
Whose long body can just fall for 4 yards.
Ball is now in the ND 34, 3:12 remaining in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Two backs, we got an option.
Oh my God, Williams they did it to the them. Pitch.
And that is a hard-earned 4 yards after breaking two tackles in the backfield.
That one felt petty. Like he's like, I hate that you guys have been doing this to us all day, so here's a little bit of your own shit.
Four wide, three over to the near side. Play action. Cohn throws it over to the middle. Caught. Complete. And all kinds of dancing is Joe Wilkins.
Joe Wilkins. All right, staying upright, trying to keep his balance.
That's his fifth reception of the game. As Cohn continues to march the Irish down near midfield. Four wide. Two on each side, bunch close to the line. Cohn back to pass.
Oh, throws he's got to open
wide
space.
Open Lindsay. Oh, I mean, wide open.
Yeah, two options there, too. I mean, he had Lindsay, and then he had, it looked like Lawrence Keyser over the top had also beaten his man.
It just looked like, I don't even know if that was a double move. I think that was just extending the play and settling into the zone is where that was.
All right.
Ball is now on the FSU, 34, three wide, single back. Cohn back to pass. Ooh, the blitz was not picked up by Williams, and it cost the Irish.
Immediately losing 8 yards. All right, Mari no more
Gator
losses.
With the sack.
Yeah, let's not do that anymore.
And that was just a very, very well-timed blitz.
Yep.
Second all's and 18. Lost. Over 2 minutes to go.
Okay.
Back to pass is Cohn. Has some time. He's getting rid
of
it now.
Let it go.
What is going on? He's breaking tackles. Now he fumbles
the ball.
And
fumbles
FSU
the ball.
Recovers.
He fumbles the ball.
Oh,
worst possible time. Worst possible time.
Fumbled right at midfield.
Wow, buddy. Wow. Way to give this game up to just as a toss-up. All right. Now you need a miracle.
Ooh, that one hurts.
Take
that one
back.
Hurts. Yeah. FSU takes over on their own 46-yard line. Comes out with three wide.
Sim 2021.
Back to pass is Travis. Pressure's coming. And they're going to give
yards.
It to Corbin. It was real close, but he gets 2 yards. Second and eight.
2 yards.
1:55 left in regulation. Four wide. Travis back to pass. A lot of three-man rushes. And Travis trying to make something happen. Simon and Heinisch get to him. Third and two.
Okay.
And we have the ball now on the Irish 47-yard line, third and two, four wide.
Yeah,
and a read option that was just perfect. But we got
a
flag on the play. Do we have
a hold?
A hold? We have
holding.
A hold.
Oh, buddy.
Boy, doesn't it suck when the referees take a good play away from you? Man.
Oh, shit.
It's got to be awful, FSU. How does that feel?
All right. You get one more chance here. Fix it. Fix it now.
Oh, where this ball ends, that was third and two. It's now third and 10, so that happened a little upfield.
Fix
it. Did not need it. Oh, get him,
tackle,
get him.
Tackle.
Fourth
and
one. Warren Thompson could not get there, and
they're
going to
punt. There's no chance they're going to go for it. Nope, the sim isn't smart enough.
Unbelievable. They are punting. from their own 45. 1:22 left as the ball leaves the foot.
Shit.
I don't know where that went out of bounds at, but we're about to find out. So the last drive was awful, but Cone has a chance to make up for this with 1:20 left to go.
They just need field goal range, man. They just need field goal range.
The ball is just inside the Irish 20-yard line.
Get it done.
Four wide. And they hand it off?
That's a good. It's a draw play for no reason. Absolutely none.
For a two-yard loss, Notre Dame has two timeouts. They use one on the punt, and they're not using one here. But here comes a deep ball. It is a drop by Avery.
Fuck, he dropped it.
Oh, Avery Davis dropped a 30-plus yard strike.
Right in his hands.
Third and 12 with 1:06 left to go.
It's just like desperation now.
Cone, dance around the pocket, throws it deep again. Wide open.
Wide open. He's gone. He's gone.
Has a touchdown. Completely lost Lawrence Keys.
Wide open.
2 yards.
The way this
reception.
Whole game could have looked. It could have looked like this from the whole beginning, from the end to the end. Right at the end, it's like, oh yeah, that can happen.
What happened?
Well,
there was
nobody.
No one within 10 yards of him.
Nobody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Norvell football.
Holy shit. That's just...
Wow.
That's some keck-ass shit right there. Just keck.
But Shane... Wow. Did they leave too much time with 56 seconds left on the clock?
56 seconds. Now just assert yourself. If you really want this game, you shut it down. It shouldn't happen. They have all their timeouts.
Yeah, have all their timeouts.
Make them use them all.
Kickoff was a touchback.
Make them wish they had four.
25-yard line. Four wide. Travis has a single back to his right. And starts with the screen. Sure.
Smash him.
Smart.
Yeah.
And a tackle for loss by Drew White.
You want to use one? Oh, look at that. What a waste.
Second and 12 with 51 seconds left to go.
Start over. Now you only have two.
Back to passes, Travis.
Oh, buddy.
Coming. Gets rid of it. Pass dropped by Thompson.
Dropped it.
That's his second drop of the day. One of them was a touchdown that he dropped.
Now you have to do something on two downs. You got to get it done. You're going backwards.
Third and 12, and FSU is 4 out of 14.
Pressure.
And this is overthrown. Fourth and 12 coming.
They're going to do it. They're going to have to go for it. Yeah.
With 44 seconds left to go and two timeouts. Four wide. Three to the left of Travis. A lot of time. And deep ball. Dropped.
Turnover.
Pass was dropped by Keyshawn Helton. He had it, and then he was hit by Kyle Hamilton, and he drops the game. Oh, that's going to hurt, Tallahassee.
That's going to be it. My goodness.
And in one of the crazier games that we've seen, they're not taking the victory formation because there's
timeouts.
They're
just going to run it. They're just going to run it.
Williams gets the ball up the middle. 10-yard gain, and Florida State's going to use the timeouts.
Okay, sure. Notre Dame
second
is going to say, you know what?
Inches.
If you want to let us score, we'll score. Let's just do that.
Cover that spread. Winners cover.
If you want us to, we're going to.
Winners cover. Williams gets 6 yards. And
it looks like they're trying.
Called. Are they going to go for it or are they going to kneel it inside the 10? They're going to kneel it inside
they're gonna
the
kneel
10.
It. Oh. They're going to kneel it inside the 10. That's
oh.
it.
Oh, baby. That was
survived.
Something else.
The sim. The ruthless-ass sim.
27-20 is your final. 1-0 are the Sim Irish. It was an interesting game for sure.
Okay.
But, I mean, this whole thing was interesting. The rosters went crazy. Work on the depth chart went crazy. But at the end of the day, things were righted as Notre Dame takes out Florida State. We got every single sim emotion possible there, Shane.
Yeah, that was a wild one. I mean, starting off with immediate heartbreak, just getting that one right out the door, going down 10, and then feeling some kind of retribution going into halftime, and then seeing things kind of seem a little bit more to lean more dominant Notre Dame, only for that to be pulled out from underneath us, and then finally the amazing cleanup right there at the climax of the event, as it were, when Lawrence Keyes' touchdown. That shit was wild. It feels good to have us in back, though, man. I genuinely missed this.
Yeah, it was definitely well missed. And, well, that was... the old heart rate was going up there. I got my first please be quiet of the season from Mrs. Tex as well. So
yep.
That's how you know we had a great success. That's well, folks, I hope everybody enjoyed that and all that emotion that it implied. It was a lot. But we are back, and we will be back next week again, hopefully on time, hopefully with more of this crap working right off the gun. But hey, Shane, it was great. I'm ready to do this again next week.
Cannot wait.
Yes, and stay tuned. We're going to figure out when we're going to do the post-game show as well as the bonus episode. But before we go, just as an FYI, if you enjoyed this, if you enjoyed me doing a little bit of unique play-by-play, go download the ColorCast app. There may be a certain... soon-to-be-retired blogger that's about to get named the quote-unquote unofficial voice of Notre Dame football on that app. So we'll see how that goes. We'll do that. Okay. So go take a look at ColorCast. It's only available on iOS. I am sorry for the other half of the world that owns Android, but it is what it is. We'll have a lot of fun. But folks, that was a good one. Until next time. Oh, good Lord. Make sure you join us again next week on twitch.tv/herlittlesuds. Join us on Discord. herlittlesuds.com/Discord. Make sure you subscribe to this train wreck. This is the last time we're doing it. Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, herlittlesuds.com. Go Irish, beat Noles. Have a good one.